Today, we have our co-hosts all together here in the studio. With me here right now is my good friend, Pastor L. Hi, Pastor L.
Hi, Chad.
And Steve. Oh, where's Steve? Wasn't he supposed to be here? Oh, sounds like a typical Steve entrance. Hello, Steve. Would you like some coffee, Pastor Al? I prepared some for you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
So, Steve, where have you been?
I was stuck in a car crash.
Oh, in a car crash?
Yes.
Oh, it's so hard to get from the island, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Were you teaching class today, teacher?
Yes, I was teaching 5 classes. Mm-hmm. That's why I was 2 hours late.
I see. Yeah, we're just kidding. This actually really isn't Pastor L, and this really isn't Steve the teacher. Right?
Right, yeah.
This is actually special guest today. We have Abby.
And
Tyber. And this is Carnivore Theology
Junior Kids!
Welcome to Carnivore Theology, a podcast that covers hot topics, current events, and answers your questions to help you grow from milk to meat into wise, skilled, world-changing followers of Jesus Christ. Here's Dr. Chad Graham, Pastor Al Dejano, and your host, Steve Bastian.
Well, today we're going to talk about teaching theology to kids. And so our special guests are going to help me to do that. So we're just going to start by asking a couple of simple questions and then talking a little bit about some of the things that we do. So, kids, let's answer the first question. What is theology?
I don't really know.
You don't really know? Abby, do you know?
I know. Kids.
Theology is fun for kids, that's
and
right.
And funny jokes! Awesome!
Can have funny jokes. Well, theology is the study of God. And for people who follow Jesus, theology is the study of living to God, right?
Yep.
Do you think that's important?
Yeah!
Why is it important to live for God?
Because you want to be in heaven!
Yeah, that's true, yeah? So, yeah. Daddy? Tell me a little bit. Why do you think it's important to learn about God and to live for God?
So that you can believe in Christ and go to heaven?
Yeah. What does it mean to believe in Christ?
That he'll save you.
That he will save you. What does he need to save you from?
Sin!
Satan.
Satan.
Sin and Satan, yeah. What is sin?
When you don't obey God's rules.
Yeah, pretty much, right? What's the thing inside of us when we talk about sins? So we talk about sins when you don't obey God's rules, but what is sin itself? Is that anything different, or is that the same?
That it's just not the same.
No? That's probably right. What do you think it is? What is sin?
I know.
Yeah?
What God doesn't want you to do and Satan wants us to do.
Well, that's things that we might do that would express sin. When do we talk about that? Do we suddenly talk about having sin in our heart?
No, I don't
yes.
So, when do we talk
yes,
about
we
that?
Yes, we do. At bedtime.
Sometimes at bedtime. When else?
Sometimes at supper.
When we get in trouble.
When we get in trouble.
Or if we get spanking. Okay. And just like, yeah, so.
So when we talk about sin being in our hearts when we get in trouble, what does Daddy or Mommy usually say? What are we talking about?
Because Mom and Dad want us to be good.
We want you to be good. We want you to be safe. We want you to help God. That's all true. But why do we talk about having sin in our hearts? Does it do something to us?
Yes.
What does sin in our hearts do?
It makes us bad and falls into not God.
It makes us do bad things, right?
Yeah.
So what is it that could make you do bad things? Like, can't you do the things that you want to do?
No. We have to do what God wants.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. But if you want to do that, do you still do bad things sometimes?
Yeah.
Why do we do bad things sometimes?
Because when Adam and Eve were in the garden, Satan came to tempt them. And then they listened to Satan instead of God, and that started the fall, and then that became sin.
Yeah, that's very good, Abby. That was a wonderful summary, and that is true. So we're kind of in a position today, right, where all of us are in sin because of what happened in the garden. Now that can be really helpful to think about creation and the fall and what that could mean for us. Let me try and help you guys by showing you a little bit of a picture. You remember what happened in the very beginning, right? God created the world and everything in it. And was the world good or bad?
Well, it started good.
Yeah, so God created it good, though. That's the most important part, right?
Yeah, and then...
And we learn about this from what book of the Bible?
Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Now, there's some things that are important about that. When you build something like your Legos, Ty and Abby, when you guys build your Legos, who owns the Lego thing? Whose is it?
God.
Well, yeah, that's a good answer, buddy. But what happens when somebody comes and touches it? What do you say? Hey, that's
mine.
Because you made it, right? So whose does the world belong to?
God.
God, because he made it. So what we like to say is that God is the king of the world. He made the world, and it's his. He made everything in the world, including you and me. That's why in the book of Revelation, it tells us this: "You are worthy, O God, to receive glory and honor and praise, because you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." So since God made the world, we thank him for the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we thank him for the things that are in the world.
Yes.
And Adam and Eve, the first people in the world, were made to live here in the world under God's authority. And everything looked really good, didn't it?
Yeah!
But is that the way the world looks today?
No!
What happened?
Satan!
That's very true. Something happened. Adam and Eve saw the world that God had made and saw all the good things that God had done for them. For example, God said, "You should be my partners and you should be the rulers of the world on my behalf." And Psalm chapter 8 says God crowned Adam and Eve with glory and honor and put all things under their feet and made them the bosses and said, "Now finish the job for me and bring the whole earth to be a place for my glory." But they didn't do that. Instead, Adam and Eve did something naughty. They decided they didn't want to live God's way. They didn't want to finish God's plan. And so, what did they do? They decided they were going to try and run the world their own way and be their own little kings and do things the way they wanted to. Isn't that terrible?
Yes!
What's the problem with this? What if there are too many kings in the house? What if Abby wants something and Ty wants something and Jay wants something and it's the same something and there's no rules? What would happen?
We would fight a lot.
You guys would fight a lot, wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, that's what happens in the world. And so our world is filled with fighting and wars and problems, and people are angry with each other. Well, the problem is, when they decided to be their own kings, in their hearts entered sin, just like Abby talked about. And because we have sin and our selfishness in our hearts, we always want to do things our own way. And that's what the Bible calls sin, when we reject God's way and try to do things our way. And that is not
and
a
Satan's
good thing.
Way.
And Satan's way.
Hey everybody, it's Al breaking in here for a moment. Just want to let you know that was our secret phrase. Okay, here it is again. Sin is rejecting God's way and trying to do things our way. Sin is rejecting God's way and trying to do things our way. That's the secret phrase you're going to need for the contest. Okay, bye-bye.
One of the ways that Carmen and I have found helpful in teaching our kids how to live out theology is to take advantage of some of the great tools that are out there. On our iPads, there's an app called the New City Catechism, which I've just pulled up. The New City Catechism was put out by many of the people involved in the Gospel Coalition. Tim Keller is one of the main people who are behind it. And it takes some of the most historic teaching tools of the church, these old documents called catechisms, and makes them electronic and fills them with all kinds of form. There are videos, there are songs, there are Bible verses, and it blurs out the answer to the question here. And so I'm going to ask my kids one of the questions that we taught them. This is the first one of this catechism, and it actually is rooted in something called the Heidelberg Catechism. So in light of what we just talked about with sin, Titus and Abby, what is our only hope in life and in death?
God?
You're right, God is totally the right answer. But there's an answer from the catechism, you remember? That we are
not alone, but
but belong to God.
Yeah, that we are not our own, but belong to God. Now, the adult version of it comes as well. The kids' version is done in orange, and the adult version is done in black. And the adult version says that we are not our own, but belong, body and soul, both in life and in death, to God and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we have this great verse that goes with us, which is Romans 14, 7 to 8. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Hey, what do you think that verse means, guys? Whose are we?
God!
Yeah, totally. Who's ready to dance to their song?
Yeah, me!
All right, what are the two parts of sanctification? Ready? Well, anyway, the rest of that song is wonderful as well, but sadly we don't have time to share it with you at this particular moment. Hey guys, what is God?
God is
the creator of heaven
and
earth and us and everything.
Yep, that's right. Well, we're going to wrap up here pretty soon, but I just thought this was a good opportunity for my co-hosts to think, do you have anything that you would like to say to help other kids learn about theology? You guys have learned a little bit about theology, and some things that Daddy does are helpful, and some are not helpful. Like, you guys think it's helpful to do the New City Catechism, and you really like it when Daddy draws theology pictures, right?
Yep.
What's boring and not helpful?
Sitting and waiting.
Sitting and waiting is boring and not helpful. What about going to church with your family? Is that a good place to learn about theology?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you learn about there?
God.
Well, of course you learn about God.
Like, the Bible and how he made stuff and about people and the miracles he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Who teaches you those things?
Our Sunday school teacher and Pastor Tom.
Yeah. Do you guys like Pastor Tom?
Yeah!
Does Pastor Tom bring you up front and talk to you every Sunday and give you a little lesson and a prayer?
Yes.
Sit down, Steve.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's so hard to have Steve live in a studio audience. It's no wonder we typically make him stay on the island.
Yeah.
So, you guys are pretty sharp kids, and you're pretty smart, but sometimes it's hard really to think about the things like theology means, right? We've talked about today a little bit about some of the different things theology means, and how theology is really about living to God, right? Living.
Yes! Baby!
Why do you think it's important to know about God in order to live for him?
Because he wants us in his creation forever.
He does want us in his creation forever, but do you think that you would want to get to know someone if you wanted to work with them and to help them?
Yeah, God! Yes! Yeah.
So that's why we like to learn about God, isn't it?
Yes!
Yeah, you guys are pretty awesome. Okay, now, you guys said you were going to think of a couple of questions you thought kids might have about theology, so you're going to ask questions now. So what was your questions? What do you want to know about theology?
Nothing, really.
Oh, what's Satan?
Yeah, who is Satan? Oh, because we were talking about that earlier, right?
You tell me that.
Do you guys know anything? Who do you think Satan is?
I know. God's enemy.
He is God's enemy. So is it kind of like Joker and Batman?
Yeah, kind of.
Is God able to defeat Satan?
Yes.
Is God stronger than Satan?
Yes.
That's all true. So Satan is a creation, something that God made. Remember when we showed the picture about how God made the world and everything in it?
Yep.
He even made Satan. And Satan was originally good or bad, do you think?
He was good, but he turned because he wanted to be like God.
Yeah. Good job. No wonder you're a pastor, Pastor L. You know all kinds of the good answers. Do you have any other questions, Teacher Steve?
I need some more coffee.
Oh, some more coffee. Well, We're going to have to sign off in order to go make another pot of coffee because Steve and Elle here are insatiable coffee drinkers. But we want to thank you for joining us today on this very special edition of Carnivore Theology
Junior Kids!
To find out more about Carnivore Theology, get some custom merchandise, download bulletin inserts and posters, or send us some ideas about topics you'd like us to cover, visit our website at www.carnivoretheology.com. For even more Carnivore Theology content, check out our new CT Shorts video series on our YouTube channel. If you like what we're doing, please share us with your church and friends, like us on Facebook, and rate us on iTunes. And, as always, we encourage you to connect with your local biblical church and keep your eyes on the cross.
So, Dad can't use toothpaste, but bye! Okay? Bye!
Steve seems to be a little bit wild in studio today. Okay, hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Have a good day. I got a little crazy.
Just like Steve to be jumping in front of the camera constantly.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, I was going to sit on daddy lap. Mommy, sit on daddy lap.
Steve, you're just a wild man today.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't speak English last night.